Yeah. If you're watching the replay, fast forward 5 to 10 minutes. I'm gonna let some people get in here. Let's get it. Let's get it. Thanks for stopping by, Rare Breeds. I'm going to do my spiel. Looking for a live stream sponsor, starting at $5. Makes you the king of the stream, big dog of the stream. Yeah, starting at $5, unless somebody outbid you and dethrone you. Cash App, PayPal, Streamlabs, link in the chat, top of the chat. Crypto addresses in the description, or you can super chat in super sticker. A donation, preferably Cash App, because YouTube don't got their hands in my pocket. If anything go wrong, mic go mute, screen go blank, let me know ASAP in the chat. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense. Please hit the like button.
Yeah, and what I do admire from you is that you were always unapologetic about not wanting to have kids. Yeah, and that was like one thing that you were already married and everything when we first met, which very few people could even say, especially women can say that we've had a successful relationship and had, you know, the careers that we've had at the same time. I definitely didn't have it. How important is Chris to your life and how he got you through your health scare and how supportive he's been in your career?
Well, I met my husband, Chris. He was an executive assistant for...
Okay, before we get started, we got somebody hopping on the Cash App ASAP. I love to see it. James, of course it's James. I got to do the James spiel. He the big dog of the stream. He's the king of the stream. And, you know, I just got so much love for James. No homo. Now, let me tell you all the James that this James is better than. He's better than James Dean. He's better than James Brown. He's better than James Earl Jones. Better than James Franco. Better than James Cameron. Better than LeBron James, Kevin James, James McAvoy, Jesse James, James Madison, the president, James Harden, James Woods, James Avery, Rick James, not to mention James Bond and James Baldwin. You know? So everybody, shout out my bro, James. And I got something for you, James. No homo. If I could find it. I could find it. It's somewhere. I thought I had it.
I like athletic stuff. Like,
I thought I had it queued up, but I didn't. But it's all good. Because it's a good stream, but it's also a ghetto stream. Okay, yeah, it was supposed to be right here, but let's get it.
Thank you for being there, man. Charles Ray.
I run shit. You just live it.
More power to him.
You can't treat him like any of the other niggas around here because he ain't like any of the other niggas around here. You got it?
Right on, brother. I hear you. Man, I hear you.
My man.
City boy.
My nigga.
All right. So, let's see. It says Kelty Knight. I don't know who this chick is, but she has a suit jacket on, and I don't like that. But let's see. Kelty Knight, Emmy Award-winning TV host, author, and podcast host. Okay, good for her. She's maintained a marriage, so she must have figured out something. See, she might be likable to be around. I don't know. But it's always a great sign when a woman can keep a man around for years. You know what I mean? Not only just a man around, keep a marriage going for years and years. It's a completely different skill set than a situationship. It's a completely different skill set from having a successful career. It's a completely different skill set from being a good student and getting degrees. Like, it's just a whole different ball game. And usually when a woman can't keep a man around for years, it's because she's horrible to be around in a relationship. You know, and a lot of her girlfriends might not get that because she's so pleasant, you know, in friend groups. She's a completely different person behind closed doors in relationships. You would have never guessed it.
a music manager at the time we met. I was hosting a little baby music show. So we both had nothing. We got married in the backyard. We had no money. Like, it was very, like, and so we always say that, like, each year we've grown and we've supported each other. And he now, you know, is a very successful music manager with his own huge superstar clients, and my career's grown as well.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to go. You're supposed to grow with your man. You're supposed to pick a man based on just getting along with him and him having great character and integrity, being a family man. And then you grow, you know, from that foundation. So maybe you can learn something, ladies, instead of trying to get a six-figure, six-foot man off top. Maybe just get an average Joe and build a beautiful life with the average Joe. I'm telling you, that's women's best bet at having a great life. But they try to get a great man to begin with and then think that's what's going to cause them to have a great life. No, you got to put in work and effort into it as well.
I think we really helped each other grow, and I think he would say I'm his secret sauce and I would say he's my secret sauce. But just having someone who, like, really believes in you. He asked me so long ago, similar to what you just said, he was like, what would make you happy? Like, nothing makes you happy. It's never enough. What would make you happy? And I was like, I just want to be number one. Like, I just want to be, when someone's making a list of, like, all the people that could do the job, I want them to be like, you know what would be great? If we could get Kelty, if I could be the number one host on the list, instead of they asked everyone, no one was available, number 10 was Kelty and she's available. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Let's rewind that. Her partner said something about she's never happy with nothing. Let's go back. Maybe I missed something.
I just want to be number one. Like, my career's grown as well. I think we really helped each other grow, and I think he would say I'm his secret sauce, and I would say he's my secret sauce. But just having someone who, like, really believes in you. He asked me so long ago, similar to what you just said, he was like, what would make you happy? Like, nothing makes you happy. It's never enough. What would make you happy?
That doesn't sound like a good partner, though. But I like the positive things she said before. But if I was looking for clues that she's likable to be in a relationship with, her husband saying nothing makes you happy, even if he was talking in the context of work, I don't know. Y'all can let me know what y'all think of that part below.
And I was like, I just want to be number one. Like, I just want to be, when someone's making a list of, like, all the people that could do the job, I want them to be like, you know, it would be great if we could get Kelty. If I could be the number one host on the list, instead of they asked everyone, no one was available, number 10 was Kelty and she's available. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? And so when I got the job at E! News, he brought me home an ice cream cake that said number one host. Like, do you know what I mean? He's mm-hmm. just that kind of guy. He's so thoughtful. He would remember that from 10 years ago.
And here's the thing. A lot of women, they would find that corny because they love the bad boy. They are addicted to guys who don't give a damn about them. Most women have this guy, you know, in their inbox or in their phone somewhere, but they don't want him. Now, this woman isn't the most attractive woman in the world. She got a nerdy vibe. Some may say she looked like a guy. But I think there's a correlation there. If she was an undeniable baddie, would she be with this sweet guy? That's the question I want to ask the audience. You know, women's looks usually end up being their curse. If a woman is just kind of homely, it's a good chance she's going to pick a decent guy and build a life with him. Because in her mind, it's like, look, I don't have any other options. When a woman feels like she got a bunch of options and she's left to her own devices, nothing positive is going to come from it. Nothing is going to add up at the end of the day.
So I think having a really supportive partner who knows that I'm going to work hard when I'm going to work hard, and then we're going to, like, lay out and look at the sky and do nothing and just be together is really important. But it's not always great, you know? Like, I think my dad always says, baby girl, you can have it all, but you can't have it all at the same time. So I don't want women out there to think like, oh my God, you can have a big career and a successful relationship. I think those things, you can have them both, but they can't both be like 100% at the same time.
I agree. See, I mean, it just goes back to what I always say. Women need to find their life partner from 14 to 22 and build up. You can't have everything at the same time, but you can't just have everything, period. You know what I mean? You have to pick. If you're going to be super career oriented and you want a relationship, the kids part is going to get shaky. You're probably going to be a crappy mom. You're gone all the time and stuff. Yeah. Or, yeah, you can't be a mind-blowing mom and gone all the time. Bars. I'm not knocking women who have kids and work all the time. You know, they're doing what they can do with the 24 hours in a day. But she's saying she doesn't want kids, and it makes sense because she wants to focus on her career. And then with her free time, she wants to focus on having a good relationship. It's impossible to have all three of those categories be amazing in your life at the same time. It's impossible.
Like when I'm doing a show or it's award season or something big is going on in my career, I'm like, Chris Knight who? And then, you know, when it's time for us to go on vacation, I switch my phone off, out of office, I'm fully your wife.
Not having kids.
Yeah.
Number one question that I get, what's wrong with you? Why didn't you want to have kids?
Yeah.
How did that take a toll?
Okay, and let's be very clear. Roxy, she used to host 106 in Park. I don't know if any of y'all noticed her. But the guy that the white woman just described, Roxy definitely have those guys in her phone and inbox right now. She might have been cringing off screen when she was talking about the sweet gestures and all that and starting from the bottom with them and stuff. Yeah, she can't do that at this point. She's past that point. She's past it. I'd be curious how long the white lady been with her husband.
On you mentally, and not only that, when you went through... We could talk about your health situation.
Yeah.
You've been very open about it, and I think that's a beautiful thing, especially somebody so young at your age going through something like that.
Thanks, Rox.
That's brave.
I remember when I was at a former show many, many years ago, some executive or someone told my agents, they didn't tell me directly, because why would they ever be that mean to your face, something like, well, she'll never be the lead host of anything because she's not a mother.
Wow.
The women viewers won't understand. Like, what will they make of her? Lady Gang, we had a TV show on E! And we were so excited about it. And the focus groups came back when we did that show. And the focus groups, their number one complaint was, where are their children? These are women in their 30s. Why did none of them have children? At the time, Becca was in a major infertility situation. I actually had a pregnancy, lost that pregnancy. I wasn't planning it, but during the filming of that show. So it was just a very wild time, but I've just been told over and over again, like, if you don't have children, you're pretty much worthless, you're not a real woman, you wouldn't understand what it's like to be a woman. And I really, like,
thanks, JD Vance.
Yeah, I'm like, well, and I really think about Jennifer Aniston, and I think all the years that we, as media people and as like someone who loved,
I mean, look, yeah, biologically it's why you're here on the planet. I mean, I hate to tell you, I mean, the stigma totally makes sense. But I mean, look, women have the right to do what they want to now. So look, if you don't want kids, God bless you. I ain't mad at you. But I get why people give women a hard time about it.
Hollywood, I was always like, God, she really is just getting put through the ringer. And I always thought she just didn't want to have children. And then it came out years later that she had suffered with infertility. The truth is, you just never know what's going on with people. For me personally, dealing with a family member, with my brother that has a mental illness, I always call him my like 40-year-old brother child. He is someone that I will take care of for the rest of my life. And so that's a lot of pressure for me, you know, especially as my parents get older. So I feel like I have enough responsibility on my plate. And when, to be honest with you, when you grow up with mental illness that is genetic, I got to a point where I was just kind of terrified to have children, because what if they struggled the way I have seen my brother struggle? And it is such a hard way to live your life, that I think my purpose in life is to help him.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Like, yeah, I'm really not mad at her logic on that. But let's be very clear. Roxy's situation, I don't think that's Roxy's situation. She chose the wrong man and just couldn't make anything work. Like, that's the difference between something working with a woman and something not working with a woman. What type of men are you attracted to? There's plenty of men for every woman, and there's plenty of men who would go out of their way and do everything in their power to make the relationship work. that's going to be the difference maker in a woman's romantic life. Are you attracted to good men? If you're not, it's a good chance nothing is ever going to work out. It's literally that simple. All the young women who are attracted to genuinely good guys and didn't have unrealistic standards, they're still in their relationship from high school right now or college. If you try to tame the top 10% bad boys, it's never going to work out. And I think women kind of know that, but they think, I'll just play with the bad boys till I'm 30 and then I'll get a cute, good boy that's just as good as the bad boys but not as bad to marry me. It's stupid.
Purpose in life is to help other people and other families that are sort of dealing with the same thing, and then to be like an amazing auntie. Mm-hmm. I look at Oprah, I look at these people that have made like such a huge difference in their life, and sometimes their children are a different type of children. Because mm-hmm. the moms I know, they are like feet on the ground, making sure this baby is breathing and can walk and like has clothes. Like, that is such a full-on thing mm-hmm. that like I can use my power in other ways.
Did Chris ever want kids, or did you guys ever have that conversation? I mean, you went through,
yeah.
you know, you had a miscarriage, and then that kind of brings things into reality. But do you ever look at Chris and you're like, damn, you would have been an amazing dad?
That was the hardest part. And you know what? I did not feel it until after my hysterectomy. So I had my hysterectomy in March, and I was like, I'm good. And they ask you so many times during the process, yeah. like, are you sure? Yeah. Are you? Should we take eggs? Are you 100% sure? I'm like, have you talked to your husband? I'm like, well, it's my uterus. I don't need my husband to sign off on, so, you know. But we did.
Oh, that effinous energy came through. Did you talk to your husband? I don't need to talk to my husband. It's my uterus. Well, I'm pretty sure they meant, like, consult with your husband about if you want kids or not. I mean, yeah. I don't know, man. What do y'all think? Is she likable to be in a relationship with based on this interview? Or is she the typical effinist? Or is he just, like, a huge simp and he's going to go along with whatever she say? Or do they actually have a healthy, you know, functional relationship?
Talk about it. And I was fine. About 2 weeks after the surgery, my mom came to take care of me after the surgery. I cried in bed an entire day. It was so final. I never wanted that for myself. But then realizing like, oh, no, there was no possibility. I will never have a pregnancy. I will never give birth. I will never have a pregnancy shoot. I will never look into the little blue eyes of a baby Chris Kelty. You know, I mean, it really rocked me and it was really hard. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, on my deathbed, do I think there'll be a regret there that like Chris Knight is such a wonderful man and I didn't have children? Yes. But I also think that, again, you can have it all, but you can't have it all at the same time. And maybe you can't have it all in one lifetime.
What does he say?
He, I think, grew up in a household that isn't, like, his parents are amazing, but they're not super, like, warm, dotting, like, you know, they don't hang out and have barbecues on the weekends and things like that. So I think he sort of found his match in me. We never discussed it kind of early in our relationship, but then when we decided, he was like, yeah, perfect. Like, I'm down. And now he's, I don't know, it worked out. I think if I met Chris and I was like, I want to have 10 babies, he would be like, great, I'm going to have 10 babies. But I think he's good. Like, we're fine. He's so good with my dog that then I'm like, oh my God, you'd be an amazing dad. But then I actually think he might not be a great dad. We're two people that don't know what to do with a baby. Like, when we go to the kids' birthday parties now, like, we're aunties to everyone. We're kind of like the,
yeah, hand them off.
I'm like, here's your big ridiculous gift, and I'm out. Right? You know?
Time for me to go.
Yeah, and like, oh God, they're so selfless and wonderful, and parents are just amazing. Mm-hmm. And I think you got to have, I don't know, I'm really excited about the way life turned out. Will I have regrets on my deathbed? I think so, but I'm okay with it.
Well, at least she kept it real at the end about having regrets on her deathbed. I'm going to play a video while I go get some water. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I hope you're all having a wonderful day or night. But for now, let's get into the video.
If you are at home and a dad or your boyfriend are there and your car needs gas and neither one of them offer to take your car and fill it up with gas using their card or your card, fine. It's not about paying for it. It's about the action. Taking your car and gassing it up, knowing that you're just a tiny little baby girl woman, is so sweet and thoughtful and mindful and demure of them. Because the gas stations can be scary for women. Men are creepy. There's a lot of scary shit going on there. So if they're not jumping to take your car to gas it up, I think you need new ones. You need new ones. That dad, gotta go. That man, gotta go. Because it's not very thoughtful or nice. It's giving, they don't care about our safety. Okay?
Or maybe if the baby girl woman is scared of the mean gas station, she should not be driving and take the bus instead. Small gestures for your significant others, sure. But maybe don't try to turn your boyfriend into your own personal assistant, because that never ends up well.
Most men are so insecure that, like, they actively engage in behaviors that will make you seem insane, clingy. Like, let me explain something. Open communication is not reserved for boyfriend and girlfriend. You're actually allowed to ask questions and find compromises and communicate your thoughts, your feelings, and your expectations and your intentions with each other. And even if you never intend to be exclusive together, but you still want to keep seeing each other, guess what? Those things are also still allowed, because anytime you have any kind of interaction with a person, that's called a relationship, whether it's a friendship or it's just sexual or it's a boyfriend-girlfriend dynamic. Communication is still, like, incredibly important and not a lot to ask either. I don't know, I just, like, have this crazy idea that, like, when I'm dating people...
I don't care. If it's just sexual and I only call you at 2 a.m. on a Thursday night, let's say twice a month, for let's say some Netflix and chill, then I only expect you to show up, do the chill, skip on the Netflix, and I will immediately communicate to you, because I'm that type of guy that I have work in the morning and you need to go. Not sure if that makes me insecure, but at this point, sure, why not? You'll maybe hopefully soon learn a new word.
ChatGPT already knows the real truth about you. Here's one prompt to get it to tell you what it is. If you've been chatting to ChatGPT a lot about your life, about your business, you've probably told it a lot of your problems. These are problems from your perspective. But there might be a huge gap between what you think the problem is versus what the actual...
All right, I'm back. Yeah.
Was it for you with two young? How difficult was it for you with two young boys to go through such a public divorce?
It's funny because a lot of people that care about me and us, you know, would say to me all the time, I'm talking about family, friends, even colleagues at work, and they would say, you know, I know divorce can be embarrassing. I never felt that emotion. I didn't at all.
Yeah, because he's the one that needed to be embarrassed of anything. Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Don't add sorry, not sorry.
But you know, thank you. But I really feel like, you know, my parents were married for 20 years, now divorced for 30 years. But yet my grandparents were married for 75 years. And so I've seen both in my family. And I never felt like divorce was embarrassing. I understand why a lot of people do feel that way, but for me, I'm more embarrassed to be in a relationship that has expired, right? And is no longer the season for it. And so for me, it got good when I got honest. Mm-hmm. And I think...
Did he cheat? I don't know. Like, I don't know who this lady is. You know what I mean? But I'm sure she's going to say some ding bat shit before it's all over with. I don't know. I mean, why did you marry him? Was he a bad guy? Did you catch him cheating? If you did, I don't know if cheating is a deal breaker in a marriage. Y'all let me know below. Should women divorce their husband if they catch him cheating? What up, T. Orlando? While you're in the chat, should women divorce their husbands when they're in their 40s or 50s if she catch him cheating? Yes or no in the chat.
We both got honest with each other and ourselves about, you know, divorce doesn't mean you hate each other, right? Divorce doesn't mean it was bad. It just means that it's no longer. And mm-hmm. So for me, that got me to a place that I felt more like, okay, right? But it was a journey, mm-hmm. right? I definitely had like extreme lows, therapy, the whole thing. But I can say now I'm at a space where I'm like, you know what? Everything's for a reason. And, you know, that reason is because I have two beautiful sons, you know.
Based on how she talking, she probably divorced him over some bullshit, you know. But I don't know what I'm talking about. Hey, maybe, I guess this is what my wrenches are for, my rare breed wrenches. Can y'all do some research for me? That's what I hired y'all for, even though I didn't actually hire you. But that's what I bestowed a wrench onto you for. Can somebody who has a wrench look up Belisha Butterfield and see why she got divorced? And let me know in the chat. Hopefully within the next 3 minutes. So yeah, Belisha Butterfield. Yeah, let's get them donations in, y'all. We $10 short of having a 2-hour stream tonight. Shout out to James for donating the $5. We need another 10 from the rest of the bros to go 2 hours tonight. Let's get it. Super chat, well not, yeah, super chat, super sticker, or Cash App, Streamlab, or PayPal, all at the top of the chat. Let's get it. Wait, hold on. Marriage advice from a 37-year-old divorced mother of two? That looks like that might be good. We might get to that one.
That were born out of this marriage. But the hard part is, how do you tell your kids?
Mm-hmm.
That was hard. And I think for both of us, we didn't know how to do it. And we avoided it for a long time. And so, you know, I think they both, and not just both of our boys together, but our entire family of children, right? Mm-hmm. Deserve probably more of like a real conversation, but we didn't know yet, right, what was going to happen. And I don't think that we had the skills at the time or tools to share it with them because we didn't know. So we didn't know how to say it. I think now, though, everyone feels like they're in a good place of acceptance, but it doesn't mean it wasn't hard. But I think it's how you operate by putting the kids first, how you operate by still like bringing joy into the home, even if it means it looks different without both parents being there. I think we found a good rhythm, but it took a while though, for sure.
Thanks DDT for looking, but I'm sure she got divorced for something bogus. I don't know why these women get divorced, but look, here's the thing. If you're gonna get divorced as a woman in your 40s or 50s, just don't expect to get in a relationship again. Know that that's a strong possibility that you'll never get into a serious relationship ever again. Just know that. Divorce him knowing that I'm probably going to be by myself for the rest of my life. Just know that it's a strong possibility that that's going to be the case.
Would you have told your younger self that was so eager to get married back then?
Slow down. Baby girl, slow down.
38, 30, like
38, 30, right? Like I, even in my 40s, I still feel like I'm just getting started, right? So I think.
I mean, just getting started, what? Not in the dating market. I mean, you might just be getting started in, you know, the career market or something, but not in the dating market, man. It's over pretty much. So I don't know what you mean by that one.
For sure, 30 would have been like, all right, chill out. Right, you're good.
That would tell you know, when you were going through it during that time of like really pressing like kids and marriage and stuff like that, you made me stressed
everybody
out.
Oh, okay, it all makes sense now. She got married after 30. That's pretty much doomed to failure off top if you marry a woman after 30. She will never love you. She's on the top, she's on the clock. She's trying to have kids and have a marriage just to say she, you know, completed the mission. She's not marrying you because she loves you so much. So yeah, this guy asked for it.
Yeah. I stress everyone.
We're
out.
Like, oh, what are we doing wrong with our life right now? Like, if Butterfield has to get married, then we definitely have to. And for so long, I was like, oh my God, I'm doing something wrong.
No.
Yes.
I'm doing something wrong.
Yes.
So you would have told yourself to slow down.
Yeah, slow down. And I want to be honest though, right? Like, I know. For me, if today I were sitting here having not been married without children, I think that I would be happy still, but I do think I would have still been longing for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so she got what she wanted and then she bounced. Or maybe he cheated, but even if he didn't, she was gonna bounce. She got what she wanted. She could say she was married before and she got her kids.
So I gotta be honest, I have to be honest about that part, but not with the level of like, I gotta have it now that I had before. But I wanted it. And I think I would have still wanted it had I not done it. But yeah, I definitely would have been like, slow down. And it's one of those things where like, I try not to have any regrets But
like, slow down for what? To keep waiting on Mr. Perfect that's never gonna come? Like, what would you have been like slowing down? And then what was the final destination? What, to have kids in your 50s with Mr. Perfect? I just don't get it.
When I look back, I was definitely trying to get down the aisle with someone that I loved, by the way.
That's cap. She didn't really care so much about it being somebody she loved. Somebody she can convince herself that she loved.
Was in love for sure, but had to speed that thing up. And mm-hmm. So I think that was the hard part, because I wanted the wedding.
Yeah.
I wanted the marriage too.
No, she didn't.
But I wanted the wedding, and I wanted the ceremony, and I wanted, you know, all the things that my Southern traditional brain felt like I needed at the time.
And a wedding was had. That you did have.
Had, honey.
You had a hell of a wedding. That's for damn sure.
And that's all that matter, right? It don't matter if the kids got their dad in the house or none of that. She had her wedding, and she could say she had her kids. Disgusting.
Speaking of things that don't matter that we put a lot of emphasis on back then was the idea of having children on television back then. Yeah. And then now it's okay to be a mom. Thanks, Cardi. It's okay to be a mom on TV and, you know, have kids and have a life, which was not even talked about or discussed during our tenure back then. Is it something that you regret?
Not having kids?
Not having kids yet, or not maybe like having settled down already by now?
So when it comes to that, I gotta be honest, I'm a little delulu, as they say.
Of course. Y'all still held on to some type of attractiveness. So you still holding out for Mr. Perfect that ain't never coming. And even if a man do find you attractive, look, he can get somebody younger that's attractive, that's not a career woman who's gonna get on his program.
I really am. I still am. I'm 40 years old now, and one day I wake up when I see all of my friends' beautiful kids, and I think I show up mm-hmm. as best as I can as an auntie. Some days I really do feel like, is that a missing piece of the puzzle? And then other days I feel completely complete, and that's okay too. Mm-hmm. And I really don't want to fall into the, and then you get the comments too.
Yeah.
It's like, girl, what's wrong with you? You're at this age.
Look, don't act like it's the patriarchy. Roxy has asked 3 separate guests about this topic. So if anything, women are shaming each other about not being mothers and wives. It ain't really men.
You don't have a man and you don't got kids, like there must be something wrong with you. It's like, well, maybe I don't.
Yes, it is something wrong with you. Once women's brain go on one path, there's no turning around. Even if they realize, oh, wait, I fucked up. This ain't the right way to think about it. They can't turn it around. They just can't. And even if they force it, they're going to sabotage the relationship at some point. Or like the previous woman, just divorce her husband after she get the kids and she could say she was married.
Don't show that aspect of my life, because I don't. Mm-hmm. I really haven't shown that part on my social media, and I don't really think people care that much.
Right.
But besides the, you know, few comments, and also I don't want to go down that rabbit hole of.
Yeah. Okay. So what are y'all rating her? 1 to 5 in the chat. She look good for her age. She don't look 40. I'll give her that. I'd say 32. She don't look 40 at all. I definitely paused it on an awkward spot, but yeah.
Thinking that my life is not going to be complete if I don't have kids and this and that and, you know, mm-hmm. the family and the dog.
Yeah, the family, the dog, my life won't be complete. See, that's what it's all about for them. It's about checking off boxes and feeling complete, so to speak. Men don't want kids so they can feel complete, I don't feel like. They just like kids and want to raise a family. It's not about checking off a social box. It's all about that for women, I feel like. I mean, not all, but for a lot of women, it's just about, it's almost like getting that validation that you were able to be a wife and able to have kids. It's not so much about actually having the husband and the kids. And I want to touch on this too. AD said this, and it really resonated with me. When women say they want a baby, they want a baby. They don't want a six-year-old. They want a baby. They literally mean they want a baby.
Og and the whole thing, you know?
Well, you, I want to know more about, you were close though. Really close that one time.
Yes,
you
dodged, I was close.
I don't know if you would call it dodging the bullet.
Yeah, I would say that.
Okay.
Which, by the way, that feels like a lifetime ago. Okay.
So toxic that they call each other bitches.
I would say that.
Okay.
Which, by the way, that feels like a lifetime ago. Okay. I was engaged at 24 years old, and I think I even forget sometimes. I swear, Roxy, is like so long ago.
Looking back at it then, knowing now, would that have been the best decision for you? How much would your life have changed had you said?
It's cope. It's all cope now to retro, you know, actively look back and say, oh, well, no, that wouldn't have been a good idea. He's balding now or whatever. It's all copium. They're just trying to cope.
Yasser went through with that marriage at 24. And do you think that it's actually better to wait as a woman to wait later in life to decide whether you want marriage and kids?
Well, I certainly would say, A, kids are a miracle. We know this. So the timing, I don't think is ever gonna be right. And from the friends that I have that do have kids, they'll tell you. Mm-hmm. But my life would have been completely different. I don't think that I would look as youthful as I look.
That's all they care about, man. They are so shallow and superficial. Okay, cool, look 19 in a mansion, make all the money, have all the degrees, and look 19 in a mansion by yourself. What a wonderful life. Wow. That's just sad. It's all about them. I wouldn't look as youthful. They could never let the shallow go, ever. Maybe there's something more to life than just looking cute as a bitch. You ever consider that? Of course not.
I consider myself
yeah.
to look pretty good for my age. I don't know if that would have been the case because it, in retrospect, you don't know what you don't know. And I think with age, I've just acquired way more information, not just information, but about myself. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the things that the day of tomorrow, have a child, like the things that I would be teaching that child now versus back then, oh man, the level of growth is, you can't even compare.
You're probably not gonna have a child. And it's just crazy. So like, that's the thing, looking pretty, it went to waste. It pretty much just went to waste. The point of looking pretty as a woman is to lock down a man and reproduce with the best man, highest value man you can based on your looks. So essentially, ma'am, you're a loser. I don't care if you're worth $20 billion. Biologically speaking, you're a loser. She's not going to. Do you think she's going to get on a man's program? There's no point. No matter how fine she might be, there's no point in taking her serious. No man really wants a career woman, a strong, independent career woman. I don't feel like any man really truly wants that. There's a lot of men who will just settle for it or just take it. But the type of guy who she would be interested in, like being serious with, he don't really want no strong, independent woman.
Do you have any regrets? Something that you wish you would have done or had taken or done differently in your career?
Yes, I regret not joining TikTok fast.
Are you serious?
40-year-old woman. Talking about, I regret not joining TikTok soon. They're children. They never grow up. These are two 40-year-old, 12-year-olds you're witnessing right now. This is crazy.
Absolutely, girl. Yeah.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
I know. It's in limbo right now. We don't even know if that app is going to stick around. But yes, girl. The way it, and I know it sounds pretty silly, but really the regret is the pivot and like feeling as if I had it all in control. Like, well, why would I do that when I already do this, 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 and like, I don't need to do that. And it's like, no, moving with the times and figuring out how you can pivot in a way that still feels good to you. And you're not, you know, my thing, and maybe I have to work on this, is this thing about like, you know, selling out. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, how am I going to show up on this now too? Like, I don't even know what to do. And meeting the challenge versus like shutting down. And it just, girl, I know that's probably what the last thing you were thinking I was going to say, but I don't have that many regrets in life, to be honest. That and I guess.
When you think about it, that's why she's single. You know, the guys who she gonna want, millionaires, because she's a millionaire, so she gonna at least want a millionaire, they not looking for this at all. They want arm candy, they want submissive, they want sweet, they want somebody gonna get on their program, not a woman, you know, flying around the country doing business deals. She's just not at all what the man she wants would want. It's that simple.
I will say, but again, I was young and I went about things kind of sometimes in a very hard-headed way. So I do have some regrets on how, I don't know if you would necessarily say like burning bridges, but where I didn't feel like, where I was advocating like way too much for these things that I thought were so important to me, that instead of just kind of relaxing, letting my guard down and coming from a place of, okay, well, let me take this feedback and work on something so that I'm not showing up, you know, and a producer feels like, I can't work with this girl. Mm-hmm. She's like too stuck in how she wants to show up and represent so much.
Right. And that's the same problem you're having in relationships with men. And like, I guess I can't say it's sad because she refuses to change. Or she refuses to, I mean, I guess I'll just say change. How much money do you really need? She's probably a millionaire by now. I mean, do you really need to be this strong, independent? It's just over.
Mm-hmm. So I guess because I was born in DR and then raised in the States, you kind of feel like you just always want, like, whenever I go back to DR, I always feel like, dang, am I Dominican enough? Or like, am I, you know, that thing with your culture where you feel like you have to just have the balance of knowing everything about your culture, but then everything about here. And then it's like, it's so many things. And it's like, you know what, girl, just show up as you.
Exactly.
So empowering. Oh, I don't know if I can handle that.
Swimming or, you know, working out. I like cooking. Cooking together. That's okay. Fun to me.
Nice.
22.
And what do you do?
I'm an actress, video vixen.
Oh, actress and video vixen. Negative 10 points off that. What are we rating the body? What are we rating the face? 1 to 5 in the chat. 1 to 5 in the chat. What are we rating her? Probably going to stay on another 10 to 15 minutes unless we meet that $10 goal to stay on for 2 hours tonight. But let me know, 1 to 5 in the chat based on what we're looking at. Look like she might have a little bubble back there, though.
Zen model.
Okay. Yep.
Isn't that interesting?
Now, what are some things you like to do for fun?
For fun, I love to travel.
Okay.
I like athletic stuff like swimming or, you know, working out. I like cooking, cooking together. That's fun to me.
Nice.
I like anything, really. Anything spontaneous.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what are some things you like look for in a man?
I want my man to just be for me, but also.
It's just the most basic thing you could say. I don't know if it's a red flag or not when women say, oh, I need a man who's spontaneous. You know. That's a pretty good sign she's going to get bored in a serious relationship, because serious relationships are boring. I mean, you could do something spontaneous from time to time, but that's not going to be the everyday life. This is so many women. They got to be excited all the time. women like that just aren't relationship material. Maybe I'm overthinking it.
Oh, I want him to be friendly, like, with my friends, too. I don't mean friendly like that, but, like, you know, just take care of both of us.
Okay.
I had a lot of issues with that. I also want my man to just take care of himself. Like, hygiene is very important for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what are some deal breakers?
Kids.
Kids?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's the only one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we don't have any. Oh, we. I knew. You know, every time I say that, somebody always pops. Let's go on over here and see why he ended up popping. All right. Let's.
What are y'all rating the host? Let me get the host rating 1 to 5 real quick.
Have your name and age.
Justin. I'm 26.
Hi, Justin.
And Justin, why did you end up popping your balloon?
Just too young for me. She said she's 22. This is a little out of my age preference.
Okay. Makes sense. Now, is he someone that's your type?
No.
And why not?
Just because you look really clean and everything like that, but I don't know. It's just something. Maybe it's because you popped it for me. Maybe that's why you're not my type.
That's fair.
Okay. That's fair. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, we got one down here. Let's head this way. Your name and age?
Quan, 29.
Okay. And Quan, why did you end up popping your balloon?
You indecisive, baby.
I am indecisive.
Yeah, see, I need a woman that's decisive. Like, I need you to be able to take charge where I can't. So, what you just...
No. No woman wants to hear that. They don't want to take charge in anything, really. So, yeah, he need to take that out of his repertoire or whatever the fuck. He gonna draw a lot of girls up with that. Or women, shall I say. No ditty-sh.
Did pretty much show me that you're not ready to lead in areas where you're supposed to.
Okay.
So now is he someone that's your type?
No.
Okay. And why not?
I said hygiene, and your teeth kind of have plaque on them. So.
Oh, she trying to roast. Yeah. Everybody else should pop. Women can't take rejection. Women really can't take rejection. They're not used to it. She's skinny. She's probably got a little bubble on her. She ain't used to rejection. So they go to the insults. I don't think he was necessarily insulting. I mean, he was kind of aggressive a little bit. But yeah, I see what type of chick this is.
Oh. I'm the bottom ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Okay, let's head on.
That's so childish, man. Like, I would have to pop. But see, a lot of these dudes, they don't got standards when it comes to bedroom fun. So they're going to keep their balloon just to see if they could try to hit. I guess unless she just say something too crazy. But, yeah. I assure you, if it was the reverse and this was a man and this was women standing here, all the balloons probably would have been popped by now.
I'm back. We did get a pop back here. Your name and age?
No, not you.
I'm Sylvester, 26.
Sorry. And Sylvester, why did you end up popping your balloon?
I'm somebody that wants to have somebody that knows what they want. Okay. I know you say you're indecisive, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's a process to it. But I'm looking to build, not rebuild. You know what I mean? So that's my only thing about it.
Okay, well, that's something I'm working on.
You're right. You're so right. I'm sorry.
All right, so now, is he your type?
Her feelings getting big hurt. I could just tell. I could just tell by that look she gave when she heard another balloon pop.
And Sylvester, why did you end up popping your balloon?
I'm somebody that wants to have somebody that knows what they want. Okay. I know you say you're indecisive, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's a process to it. But I'm looking to build, not rebuild. You know what I mean? So that's my only thing about it.
Okay, well, that's something I'm working on.
You're right. You're so right. I'm sorry.
All right. So now, is he your type? I know I heard you say a little something, but is he your type?
Yeah, he's my type. I just don't really like the nose ring.
No, I feel that.
Okay.
Okay. We got a pop over here as well. Your name and age?
Matthew. I'm 26.
Okay. And Matthew, why did you pop your balloon?
My nose is pierced.
The nose ring. So, I know. Yeah.
What y'all think about the nose ring? I mean, Pac pulled it off in the 90s. And, I mean, it's coming back. I think dude right here with the braids got a nose ring too. Nah, I think a lot of these dudes be swinging for the other team who come on this show. I say that about all shows. The Bachelor, all that. Like, most straight dudes ain't trying to go on no reality TV show. Or nothing like this. So, yeah, I'm always skeptical of dudes who come on shows like this.
Yeah.
All right. So I know you said nose ring is like a little for you. Is he someone that's your type?
No.
Okay. And why? Is it the ring or anything else?
I don't really like your outfit.
No worries.
Okay. And your hair.
Okay. Well then. Let's go on down. I think we had one. Yeah, we did. We got one over here. Your name and age?
Gerard, 26.
Gerard.
And why did you end up popping your balloon?
So I was waiting to hear you explain the indecisiveness thing. When you told him, you didn't really give a specific reason. So that in combination with your age, not something I'm looking for.
Okay, to answer your question, I feel like I'm really spontaneous. So me being indecisive has something to do with that. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Do you know what you want out of life?
Yeah, I know what I want.
What is that?
I want to be an actress, and I want to just live, like, on the fields. Like, I'm sorry, not the fields. The country. Like, I like the country. I want to have, like, a farm or everything like that. And, you know, like, with my family.
I mean, yeah, check the necklace on bro right here. Just, yeah. The dude with the black and white outfit on. Is that, like, a choker chain? Just never mind. Never mind. I hope you got a plan B, man. I hope you got a plan B as far as your career.
Yeah. Yeah, I just...
I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. Yeah, I just have a clear vision for what I want. So I want a woman that can kind of match with that.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
You're
no
only
problem.
22, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So now is he someone that's your type?
He could be.
Oh, okay. So what makes him not? You said he could be, but what's making him not be?
You do look a little older, but how old are you again?
26.
26. You look older than 26,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
All right, cool. And over here, we got a pop. Your name and age?
I'm John. I'm 27.
Okay.
Hi, John.
And John.
Yeah, these dudes is, yeah. Swinging for the other organization, for sure. At least three of these dudes.
And why did you end up popping your balloon?
So I actually didn't think that you were indecisive or anything like that. I think, you know, maybe it might be the nerves or something.
Yeah.
But for me, it was like the lifestyle that you said you wanted to live, like the countryside, farm and all that. I've lived in the city my whole life. I'm not a country person. Like, I've tried it, and I just wouldn't succeed in that. So,
hey, if y'all trying to keep me up late, no homo. We need $10 more to do a 2-hour stream. Otherwise, I'm hopping off probably in 5 minutes or less.
Just wanted to pop and not waste time.
Okay, no problem.
Makes sense. And now, is he someone that's your type?
No.
Okay, why not?
He looks a little gay.
Oh, wow. I mean, I agree. But I mean, come on, man. Let's not. I mean, you're going to be, 1.4 million people saw this. Dang. So, yeah, this is viral. You ain't have to just come out and say, look, just no class, no decorum.
Wow.
Sorry.
Okay.
I mean, if you're not, it's okay, but.
I mean, I'm here, right? Like.
So to confirm you.
That wasn't a decisive no. I mean, I'm here, you know.
Wait, he's on this lineup.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I think, did we get a pop back here? Oh, yeah, we did. Let's head on back there. Your name and age?
27. My name's Daytrin. The reason I popped my balloon, you're very beautiful. Again, it's the lifestyle that you want to live, the country lifestyle. I grew up in the country. That's a closed chapter in my life. I kind of like the city now, suburban area now, so that's just something that doesn't interest me anymore.
Yeah. I like the suburbs. That's nice.
That's all. It's just the country part.
Okay, got it. Is he someone that's your type?
No.
Okay, why not?
I don't want to come off rude.
Oh, be honest. Just be honest.
Okay. It's just your teeth and your haircut.
Okay.
All right. So we do have one.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't see his teeth. Like, I got to rewind it. Where are we? 1832.
Yeah. I like the suburbs. That's nice.
That's all. It's just the country part.
Okay.
I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with his teeth, but like, women have way too many options, man. And it makes them think that there's something more important and better than what they are in the dating market. You just some broad, man. You're not better than any of the guys here. I mean, you young, but you really ain't that young. Dismissing a guy for any old thing. That's most women. Yeah, and then I think she's salty that dudes is popping, so she's trying to roast. She's trash, and she's only going to become more trash as the years go by. That's the net of it. All right, I'm going to get off here, y'all. Thanks for stopping by. I will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Time, I will be back. You know, we didn't meet our 2-hour stream goal of $15, so I'm going to keep it short. But, yeah, hopefully y'all will holler back at me tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central. Follow me on an alternate platform, Rumble, Discord, Twitter. Links in the description. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. All right. Hope you all have a good night. DDT, Highlanders, Code, Isaiah, J Boogie, T Orlando, James, Montag. Thanks all y'all for stopping by, man. Love y'all, man.